This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
That said that certificates will continue to be exchanged for 2009 crop commodities that are placed under the marketing assistance loan. In essence, producers will be able to use certificates for the redemption of loans through the 2009 crop year, and those certificates will be available through the maturity of the loan. Now, it's also important to clarify that the 2009 year will be the last year that certificates will be available. They will not be available for the 2010 and subsequent crop years. So at some point during the calendar 2010, we'll see that switchover occur.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
There were a number of changes related to payment limits and eligibility provisions, and those are being implemented for the 2009 crop year. So we'll see the new requirements and tests on payment eligibility be initiated for the 2009 marketing year. We will also, for 09 and subsequent crops, maintain the payment limits on direct payments and countercyclical payments. But as directed by the 2008 Farm Bill, there is no payment limit on loan deficiency payments and marketing loan gains, starting with the 2009 crop and continuing. So I think those are all important changes that growers need to keep in mind. And as always, consult your FSA office if you have any questions.